This is the Cross Conference cast for May 19th, 2011. Rapture. On this episode of the show, we discuss the U.S. Women's National Team warm-up games versus Japan and the Magic Jack disaster. For more information on this episode, please visit crossconference.com. If you have any thoughts about this episode, please email them to crossconference@gmail.com or find us on Twitter. Our name is Cross Conference. Hi, this is Joan.
And this is Ruth, and Anna is back with us as well. Say hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hi, Anna. Okay. I have great news. This is Joan. And the good news that we talked about last episode, it came true. Unbelievable. I know. Something happy happened. But then again, in 2 days, the rapture is supposed to happen. So go figure.
Really?
Yeah. Haven't you been seeing the news? It's the end of the world. On Saturday. On Saturday, Jesus is coming back.
But I was going to go to that U.S.-Mexico game.
Yeah, and I have my good news, which is I have a new job. Starting Yay! On the 31st of May, I will be working for 37 Signals in Chicago. I won't always be in Chicago, but we'll see. This is really
so tell
awesome.
Tell people what 37 Signals is.
Oh, they should know. They should know who 37 Signals is.
I know, but some people just aren't as up on things.
Coming. That's true. They make a collaboration and organization software for small businesses. It's all web-based software. And they're really great. They're a really great company. I've loved them for several years. Yeah, I'm really excited to be joining them in Chicago in a holy wedded employment. So I am super happy about that.
So am I. You'll have a regular schedule, which was something that was kind of getting in the way of our super important podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be happier. The podcast will be happier.
Yep. Hopefully. I'll have a new computer and I'll be making a lot more money. So don't tell anyone that though. Anyway, we have, forget about my awesome news, which I'll probably bring up again and again. there were some games. There were some
Where
games played. Yeah, just a couple. I forget. The last time we had an episode was Mother's Day.
It was around then.
Mother's Day, right after Mother's Day. So
right
a while.
Before Mother's Day.
Right before. Ugh.
It was something. It was sometime.
So we'll talk about some WPS games. And but before that, let's talk about the international game. The games that you didn't see, Ruth.
Yes.
Which is okay, because they were just a pair of 2-0 wins for the U.S. over Japan. While one on paper might assume that Japan is a very strong and solid warm-up opponent for the World Cup, I don't know. I know better teams would have given the U.S. more trouble. Even though Japan did give them enough trouble, they were moving the ball around really well, getting behind the back line on a couple occasions. But Japan's just not that, they're not as sharp, I think, as other teams, maybe a few, like a Germany, maybe, wouldn't make the mistakes that Japan made. And but
Germany also wasn't just hit by a natural disaster.
That's
I
true.
Think.
I mean, I guess it's whatever. Yeah. No, but I liked the way Japan moved the ball around. I like the way they moved off the ball too, especially really great off the ball movement. But the U.S. managed to muscle. I really feel they muscled out a 2-0 win in the first game, and then had some really, nice moments in the second in Cary, North Carolina. Unfortunately, in the first game, Lindsay Tarpley tore her ACL in the most, I don't know, it was just heartbreaking to watch. She fell down and then tried to get back up, and it's just like, to see her face was just, we're Tarp fans, kind of.
We are.
Right?
We are. Out of most of the Tar Heels, I'd say that we like her and Kat Whitehill a lot.
We like Heather, too.
Oh, and you like Kendall Fletcher. But didn't we so called it last time. Like, we always get a major injury right before a big tournament, and it just, it was Tarp.
It was Tarp this time.
Which is a shame.
It's really sad, and hopefully she has a really good recovery. Maybe she can make the Olympic team, but don't rush it. Do not pull a Rapinoe, like we said last time. who did we say that to last time, though?
Pino?
Yeah, probably. Don't do yourself. The U.S. working on set pieces. I have this note here. In the second game, there was this. We were up 1-0. U.S. was at the 35 minutes, and the U.S. is playing these low kicks, and I can't tell if they're just awful free kicks by Rapinoe or if they're actually trying to do the hard thing, which would be to not exploit their size. Because they won't have the size advantage in every game. You know, that's the Japan is sure that you can spend a lot of time practicing, you know, for the size advantage, but that's not, you're not always going to have that. So I can't tell if they were actually practicing for, you know, something difficult, which would be interesting because
would be no. new for them.
Yeah. I mean, so it, like that's what I thought. I was like, it couldn't, you know, it might not be like she's awful at this. No, because like the rest of her kicks were pretty good for that game. Surprisingly few screw ups, Rapinoe. Good job. No,
she's never going to come on her show.
No, she was great. No, I love her. It's,
I know.
It's, yeah, it's rough. So those games are good. But you are going to see Mexico in a few weeks.
Yep, with a few of our listeners. It's going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm. With about 50% of our listeners, you will be going. So you should hold a meetup. You should hold a cross conference meetup at the game.
I thought about it.
We're announcing it here. Cross conference meetup. If you're interested, hit us up on Twitter. We're cross conference, or email us crossconference@gmail.com. You can probably hear me knocking on my desk. It's annoying. Seriously, meet up with Ruth. And
I'll be wearing a Mexico jersey and have a bunch of taller people around me hiding me from the U.S. fans.
Oh, they won't care. They don't see anything.
That's true.
Anyway, since you don't have anything to say about the Japan game, since you didn't see them.
Oh, you want to talk about who was brought in?
Oh, yes, for Tarpley, Sinead Fairley. She didn't play, but you can talk about her if you want.
I don't really understand the call-up. I don't know if it's a serious, like, they're considering her for the World Cup squad, or I don't know, because, like Yael Averbusch was in for, I don't know. I mean, she's been in a lot of camps. There's, if they wanted to take someone from Philly who has speed and tenacity, then there's Tina DiMartino, and she's played. I mean, I don't think she's played recently with the U.S., but she's capped with them. She's played with them before. There's a lot of midfield options that I don't really understand why they're trying to break in someone new so late. Which is nothing against Sinead, because I think she's a great player. I think she would be a great choice to bring into camp at some point. Just this seems really last minute. They also brought in Whitney Engen for the back line.
Well, that's not too surprising. She's been in camps and stuff.
Yeah. It was surprising that they brought in another defender, though. There's talk about Mitz not being able to get over her hamstring injury in time for the World Cup. And I guess three or four other defenders are injured. So, which is strange. I hadn't really heard anything about that.
Yeah, Amy Lepelvic's ankle is having trouble. Christy Rampone's groin injury. this is turning out to be like too much like 2003, where it's like we've got a lot of injured players that we're just dragging around and hoping that they'll get better. Which, no. Yeah. Stop that. Let's not do that.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to go ahead and mention the other injuries. Like when we first heard about Tarpley's ACL tear, I had brought up Kelly O'Hara as a possible replacement since they list her as a midfielder, but apparently she's injured too, according to you and Tony DiCicco, and we know you two are tight buddies.
We are. We're best friends. We go to barbecues together.
And we're hearing on the Twitters that Kelsey Davis is going in for an MRI today, which is really worrisome.
We don't like that. No.
We don't.
Dislike.
We think Kelly O'Hara is she's lying to us.
Kelly O'Hara does seem like she stretches the truth from time to time. Yes. Maybe it's just me. I'm not saying, you know,
she sprinkles the truth with liberal freckles.
Yeah, that sounds kind of gross. In other injury news, I see here Heather Garriock and Thea Slater for Australia injured, which is not great for Australia.
Considering that they also just lost Lisa Dibana.
Mm-hmm. Who not from injury, but she was dismissed for disciplinary reasons. Dismissed. I don't understand.
Walked out of a team photo. She skipped out on a presser. There's like this whole list of stupid things she did.
It all started with that penis.
Avoid the penis, man.
It was just, I think that was maybe a warning symbol or sign that was a warning sign to us to say, hey, this girl's not making good decisions. She's posing with an inflatable penis at any moment. I mean, she will stay with the penis to take a photo, but not with her team to take a photo.
That is worrisome. That is very worrisome.
That there's your red flags. So
yeah, I don't know. Even more worrisome is the fact that she was just dismissed for this particular camp, not totally dismissed from the World Cup roster, which I don't think they've set yet, because you have until 10 days before the tournament starts or something. So she's going back to Magic Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Fun times.
That's a happy place to go back to.
Especially if you like inflatable penises. Yeah.
Well, let's see. We have a result. Australia did beat New Zealand 2-1.
Yes.
I see here that you have written here.
Yes. And I don't know who scored for Australia, but one of the 2010 U20s scored New Zealand's goal, Hannah Wilkinson. Which is exciting because she is coming back from injury. It's exciting just to me and maybe two of our listeners. But I thought I'd highlight that.
Well, that's good. Good for them that they are able. They're still winning. I don't know if that was before or after they kicked Davina out or whatever.
I think it might have been after. Although New Zealand indicated that they thought they had the better of play for a good bit of the game.
Of course they do. They had good yeah. hustle. Brazil beat Chile 3-0. I wish I could say something about that, but I don't think Chile's that. It's Chile.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not
Chile even going to the World Cup?
No.
Okay. Well, Oh, Columbia is. One of those C's.
Oh, boy. Casual racism. No. Mexico beat Costa Rica. 3-0.
3-0. Yep. And our favorite was there, Alina Garcia Mendez.
Ah, Garcia Mendez.
Yes. That's good. I can't wait to see her play.
That is good. Maybe I'll take the trip then. I'll just skip out on work.
No. Yeah. Well, it's going to, like, Alina and Monica Gonzalez and hopefully Teresa Noyola. Mm-hmm. Exciting.
So that's then, Canada playing Switzerland twice.
Yep.
And tying and then beating them once. But they conceded a goal both games. That's not good, especially it's Switzerland.
Yeah. And I'm not sure who was in goal. But we talked about their goalkeeping last time. They've got good goalkeepers. But I'm not sure who came in to replace Labbé. That's how you pronounce it, right?
Labbé, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know either.
Well, did you hear? Apparently, there was some controversy. Like, people have been complaining that on the social media, the players are talking about what a great time they're having training in Rome, and I guess the media and fans have been critical because it sounds like they're just on vacation out there. Like,
I don't. Well, why would they be critical? I mean, why would they be on vacation? And why? What are they doing in Rome for such a long period of time? Like,
I have no idea. I guess it's just their base of operations, probably because of the coach.
I mean, I don't. I would love to be in Rome for a long time. I would. That's something I would personally enjoy. But
I don't know that they played Switzerland in Rome. They might have done.
Well, travel. They're very close. They're very close to Switzerland because they're in Italy. I know this because I bought a shower curtain at Bed Bath & Beyond that has a map of the world on it.
That is the best use of a shower curtain ever.
It is. It's really cool. Like, when I'm drying my hair or doing something else in the bathroom, I can learn a little bit about geography.
That's great.
Anyway, England and Sweden played, and all I know about that is England won, and people saw it. I didn't get to see it. I was at work. See, this is the thing. I think women's soccer, it just breeds unemployed, lazy people.
Thank you.
And so I don't even know what I'm doing in, like, within the women's soccer world, like, when I have a job. So clearly I don't belong.
Well, you didn't have a job when we started this podcast, or you were...
No, I did.
Leaving your job. You were leaving your job.
I've almost never not had a job. Is that right?
I know. It seems like you're always looking for a new job, though. I don't think that will be the case when you're with 37 Signals. I mean, that...
Anyway, no, that will not be the case. I am so excited. Like, I love not looking at job descriptions anymore. It's really nice. So, like, oh, I don't have to look at this email. I can just delete it.
Well, find out if they need a mascot. I think I'm short enough to be a mascot.
You could be the little dot... Bloobs they have there. It's pretty cool. Anyway, I don't know anything about this game except that Karen Carney scored, and I love that. I miss Karen Carney.
Yeah.
She's pretty great.
And I think Karen Bardsley got the shutout.
It's very likely. I would believe it.
Let's say that. That sounds awesome.
Karen Bardsley shutout. No one can prove us wrong. No one can prove us wrong.
Except for the people that watched it, but... you know, according to Magic Jack, that's all fabricated.
Yeah. See, like, what makes us any less than Magic Jack? Nothing.
Actually,
they don't have a podcast.
Yeah. We're
better than them, so we can make up things too. And some of them might even turn out to be true. So there.
Yeah. All your draft picks belong to us.
Mm-hmm. We're drafting everybody. But first, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the WPS. Woo. Is that all right?
Okay,
we'll be right back with the Cross Conference Cast. The sky is blue, morning time, home fries, cooking with your t-shirt on, panties bra, damn, I eat you good when you take it off. Damn, I'm nasty, I mean, you make me nasty, going the extra mile, flying just to make me happy.
did it all. Too much wasn't enough. Now it's gone, but sometimes I sit and hope.
DJ Rockstar.
I hope you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded. I hate to turn out bad of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I hope you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded. I hate to turn out bad of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I couldn't stay away. I couldn't.
Whatever ever happened to love and being happy, infatuated with lust. I loved you and now I'm backwards. Time is of the essence, I broke it, took it for granted. Love is like art, heartbroken on the canvas, painted the perfect picture, you seem to never get it.
And we're back with the Cross Conference cast. I am Joan.
And I'm Ruth. And this is Anna.
Hi again.
Anna, did you know that the capital of Namibia is Windhoek?
I had no idea.
I learned that during our break in my bathroom.
Oh, excellent.
Let's talk about the WPS, shall we? We noticed, Ruth and I, as we were preparing for this section, that we didn't really put any thought into the actual games that were played last weekend. And we're
but
sorry
that's okay,
about that.
Neither did the teams.
Yeah. But we did remember that Philly won at Atlanta 2-0 after, or 2-1 after going a lady down.
Going a Kia McNeil down.
Yeah, going a Kia McNeil down. She seems like she leaves the games earlier a lot. I don't know. I'm just noticing a trend. I feel like her name is said a lot in combination with the word card.
And possibly red.
Yeah. Anyway, good for Philly. Good for Philly. Crawling back up the standings. Good for you. Good job, Philly. Even though you never, ever, ever get to see your national team players. The big news came out of Florida.
Really?
Right?
News came out of Florida.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of things coming out of Florida. It is America's Wang. Magic Jack being penalized for so many different reasons. Not having video up, not having advertiser things around the stands that no one actually sees anyway. So I'm not really sure why they're being punished for that. The punishment was they don't get some imaginary draft picks, and they lose a point in the standings, so they're not perfect anymore.
Right. But all the players want you to know they really did earn those 9 points, except now it's down to 8. But that doesn't negate the fact that there were 9.
Mm-hmm. And it's probably because of Marta. Let's just let that out right now. It's probably political.
It's probably rigged.
And rigged. And Dan Borislow kind of snapping back at the league for
right. He did interviews and he commented on articles on the interwebs. It was incredible. It kind of reads like YouTube comments.
It does. Oh, they're the worst. So it's, exciting. No, not at all. Hope Solo, who had some stuff to say, but I didn't get to see it because I was working. She tweeted and then immediately deleted everything she had ever said on Twitter. So
the real Hope Solo.
The real Hope Solo did.
And she said that she did not delete it. A glitch ate all of her tweets from the past 2 or 3 years.
You can talk to Twitter about that, Hope. Like, if you can get an account verified, I'm sure you could get those lost tweets. I'm sure we'd all enjoy them.
I'm sure the league would enjoy them.
Oh, boy. Atlanta making some cuts. Ruth, you want to take this one?
Yeah, they made a couple cuts, which was interesting in light of the coach's comments the week before. or a couple weeks before, whenever we last recorded, because I remember us talking about it. And one of the cuts was UCLA's Larson, which I thought was interesting because she's a player that has stuck around in the league despite injury and seemed like she was at least a significant part of Atlanta's team. But she's one of the players that got cut. I think she's back in the WPSL. I'm not positive. She's with another team out in California now. So she's not in W League anymore. And I wonder if that's what the coach meant when he said he was going to weed out the players that don't have the confidence and the belief in the team to go ahead. That would be interesting to find out.
Very interesting. Time will tell.
Curiouser and curiouser.
Perhaps this weekend will tell when Atlanta visits New Jersey, Sky Blue FC.
Yes.
Two teams that we struggle to really, or they struggle, and then we struggle, and there's lots of struggling.
I like Atlanta. Yeah. I like Atlanta just because they make me write.
That's true. You do like Atlanta.
And they've got Captain Reynolds. I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
Sure. They still have Lori.
Did you see Kat Reddick's hair?
What?
She dyed it. It's like dark brown. And
what is with the darkness?
The first thing I thought when I saw it was, she is no longer the prettiest hair in the league.
What is with girls dyeing their hair really dark?
Like, I don't know. It looks bad on Alex Morgan.
It's like a weird trend. I'm seeing it all over. Like half the cashiers at Safeway are all like these. They're not even like goth, though. They're just like, for some reason, we're going completely dark.
Like, I think it's the sign of a straight girl. Gay girls like do frosted tips or whatever.
What? No, that's gross.
Crazy, crazy haircuts, and then they bleach it.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Well, no, I don't. Is that really a thing? Like, I don't know. But it's weird because, like, I see these girls. I'm like, these are pretty girls, and then all of a sudden, like, their hair's really dark, but you can see their blonde roots, which is just it just looks odd. And I'm thinking, like, is Evanescence making a really big comeback? I don't know what's going on. Anyway, sorry. Philadelphia is going to visit Boston in Boston.
And win.
One can only hope, though. I am kind of tired of seeing Keelan fall down and also lose. So
Kelly O'Hara will take her to an MRI. Not like that. I don't believe that. I think MRI is code for something.
Ice cream.
Yes.
It's a misspelled ice cream. Okay. We're moving on because I can't even think about that. Magic Jack is going to play at Western New York. We will get our first televised look at Magic Jack. Mm-hmm. And boy, this hotly anticipated matchup. These are the two best teams in the league. If that doesn't set your heart racing, I don't know what will. So that's about it for. Do you have any predictions for this weekend?
Yes. FSC is going to have camera trouble and make us watch old EPL games. There's going to be a lightning storm. There's going to be bad commentary.
But Jen Hildreth will still be there, is what you're saying, to just sort of talk over everything.
We'll hear her in the background. You know, they won't realize they haven't turned off the audio while they're playing the EPL games. And we'll be hearing about that lightning and and Marta.
This game will not happen. It will probably be Marta's fault, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Even though, I don't know, maybe is she even there? Is she with Brazil? It doesn't matter. It's her fault.
Yeah, it's pretty political. I mean, she does have, she is working the dark magic.
She is.
really affect this league.
Don't be racist. Hope Solo will call you out.
Was that racist?
If she ever uses Twitter again.
That wasn't racist, was it?
It could have been.
I thought there was more like Harry Potter-ish. Like, wait, I'm sorry, was that racist?
Oh, the league is going to fine us. The league is finally going to pay attention to us.
No, they're not. They will never. They're too busy. Anyway, moving on. One thing I noticed as soon as the U.S. won their second game against Japan on Wednesday, Nike Soccer put up their traditional our sponsored Team One post, and it looks like it might be their new campaign for this Women's World Cup. It's called Pressure Makes Us, and their post is Prepare for Pressure. So pressure might be the theme, which so get ready to be really annoyed by that word. prepare yourself for that. Prepare for the pressure, really. Because I think this is what's going to happen. You're going to see videos of players talking about how they prepare for pressure or how pressure does not affect them. I could probably write exactly what they're going to say right now. But I have prime rib in the oven, so. You want to talk about this Notre Dame DVD?
Oh, yeah. Notre Dame announced sometime between the last podcast and now that their season, the last season's DVD is available. And they have a preview of it on UND.com. They did this last time they won a national championship. They put out a DVD, but I didn't have money then. I was very young and not working.
I'm like now.
But I think I don't know. I was surprised the DVD is only $15, and I can't wait to order mine.
Yay.
I'm really excited to see like highlights and behind the scenes stuff from, because this didn't like read like a championship season. I mean, I know it was very painful for someone that likes Notre Dame's winning streaks. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. We'll put the link in our notes so you can buy from somebody who doesn't give us any money.
Yeah. But pays attention to us.
Yes, they do. We love them. They love us. Everything's
peachy
good.
And
everything is good within the schools of the Holy Cross. So with that religious note, should the rapture actually happen, Ruth, it's been nice knowing you. Enjoy the rest of your time on Earth.
You too.
Oh, no, I'm going with the Lord.
Oh.
I've already arranged my ticket.
Well, enjoy the rest of your time on the earthly Earth.
Yeah, I know. Because I will be gone, clearly.
And if it doesn't,
well, that's probably true. But then
there will be lots of women's soccer in hell.
There will probably not be any basketball either. So true. Who's winning there? Huh?
Charlie Sheen.
Anyway, let's talk maybe next week.
If we're here.
Okay, yeah. So,
what games are next week?
I don't know. Maybe the week after.
Oh, wait a minute. The next weekend, I am going to be all over the place going to get to WPS games with some of our listeners.
Next weekend? Okay.
Yeah, that's a two-weekend affair.
Oh, well, then you might have to make your own episode because I'll be in Chicago.
Oh, well, I will have my digital voice recorder and attempt to be pithy on my own.
We'll see what happens. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Gonna get to mourn her son. The reporter's gone to court. Then done in this industry that extorts the young, asking for refraction. They short on funds. Many obstacles still. We're paying hospital bills. Now who could possibly?
possibly steal from my ancestor. I'm giving them everyone's favorite hand gesture. Shady villains made the